This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And we'll have Steve Geller join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. At 4:20, Ryan Horvat from Odyssey Betting Insider, host of BetMGM Tonight, will be on with us to talk about NFL free agency. Ask him a lot of questions, certainly about the Saints. Also, a little bit about March Madness. 5:10, Deuce McAllister, Saints radio color analyst, will join us about the moves with the Saints. And at 5:25, Jeff Duncan, columnist for the TimesPicayuneNola.com. And Charlie, looks like about every couple of seconds something happens football-wise and free agency. And we'll talk about Chase Young last night that almost right as you guys were finishing, it got announced that he had come to terms on a 3-year deal. And to be honest with you, we had talked about this before with some of the salary cap people, because there is sort of a poison pen deal in here by dead money that the Saints were really going to do what they had to do to try to keep Chase Young. And they like him as a football player. And I do think, and I got to talk to a director of player personnel, AFC guy, last night, and we had talked to Pete Jenkins about body types being different for the 3-4 outside linebackers. As soon as they came to that deal last night, first thing I thought about, this team's going to move him and let him play that 3-4 outside linebacker where you can, man, get him up the field. A lot of times, as Coach Jenkins tells us, you have to go up against a tight end, so you got to have a bigger body there. You got to be able to move back in space a little bit. But it would seem to be a good fit for Chase Young. And if you're going to roll the dice on potential, do it on a 25-year-old, not a 31-year-old guy. And so pass rushers in this league, you paying a ton of money for. Even guys that are in their 30s. And I just saw Floyd, who got released this morning by the 49ers, has signed a 1-year, $10 million deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Hassan Reddick, a similar situation with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, man, listen, sometimes you got to take a chance in life. And if I'm going to take a chance on a guy who I know is talented and has not reached his full potential, I'm going to take my shot at a guy that I think can help me get after the quarterback.
Mike, we got some breaking news from ESPN's Adam Schefter before we break into, you know, all the stuff with Juwan Johnson. Former Chiefs safety Justin Reed reached an agreement today with the Saints on a 3-year, $31.5 million deal, including $22.25 million fully guaranteed. Reed is returning home to Louisiana. Former Dutchtown High School product, Mike. And, you know, the news this morning about Will Harris signing that 2-year, $8 million contract with the Washington Commanders, you're just kind of thinking, okay, well, I mean, why wouldn't the Saints pay that? Well, they figured out why. They paid Justin Reed instead, bringing him back home to Louisiana on a 3-year, $31.5 million deal. Once again, that is breaking as we were speaking right now.
Yeah, he was a third-round pick, went to Stanford. So yep. I met up with him at a couple camps, and I told him, I said, man, one thing I know, you one smart dude, and I'll let you in at Stanford with no expired driver's license. And he would laugh about it, but, you know, he started out his career with the Houston Texans from 2018 to 2021, was with the Chiefs last year. And so he's a guy that really talented athlete, had his choice of where he wanted to go in college, ended up going to Stanford, having a really good career there. And certainly when you think about it, man, I saw his brother too, Eric. Man, Eric Reed at LSU, then he got to play in the National Football League. So, man, how many people in a family, like, you know, you got your brothers, you know, your other brother getting to play, but two sons getting to play. And so Eric Reed, who has basically, I think I'm looking at the starts, he's played in 90 games and he started 86. So what you see here is some durability in Justin Reed, really smart guy. And you could tell the Saints, once it looked as though they weren't going to hit the corner that they wanted in a Debo, and they were looking at some other in the NFL, that they would hit the safety market, bringing in a young safety who so far in his seasons in the NFL, which is six, he's had 493 tackles.
Yeah, and real quick, as far as the durability goes, Mike, 2022, 2023, and 2024 with Kansas City, 17 games played, 16 games played, 16 games played. And, yeah, I mean, it's another guy that very reliable. Justin Reed's an interesting piece to add to this defense, Mike, because it feels like every year they're kind of shuffling the safety position. And once Will Harris was off the board, you and I talked about this off air, it was like, you're not just going to have to draft a safety, you're going to have to get a free agent.
That's what I was telling you.
And kind of double dip. Yeah. And now you get Justin Reed on this three-year deal, so the veteran is kind of filled. You still should probably address it at some point in the draft, but now it's not, you know, top of the line, most pressing need on this roster.
28 years old.
Yep.
Looks as though the Chiefs sort of ran out of money. I know a couple guys on that staff, and they will. We'd love to keep Justin. We just don't know if we'd be able to pay him what basically he can get out on the open market. So Justin Reed, who went to Dutchtown from Louisiana, so many people know his brother Eric, who was a really – talk about a very good to great player. Eric Reed was that at LSU. He was a tilt-the-field guy, and he also was a very good NFL player. Third-round pick of the Houston Texans back in 2018, and he's been with the Chiefs since 2022 on two Super Bowl championship teams. And so him coming back, and they need a safety, and they need a young one. And so if you're going to put money, again, just like with Chase Young, you got to put it in a younger player. And so I'm glad to see this, and I like this signing of Justin Reed.
It might be my favorite move the Saints have made so far, Mike, in all honesty. When you saw Will Harris depart, it became a big hole, and you had to address it. They do just that. They bring in a guy that's from Louisiana, but also back-to-back Super Bowl champion with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was on that team that made it all the way back to the Super Bowl this year but just fell short. He's one of those, you know, reliable pieces in the back end of your secondary, just kind of plug and play. You can always count on back there. And no, I'm a big fan.
You need an orchestra leader at safety in this defense or any defense. You need a chirper and an orchestra leader.
Especially with the young cornerback room that you have, with now just Alante and Kool-Aid basically as your top guys, with Marshawn gone and now Paulson Adebo signing with the Giants from yesterday. So, yeah, I agree. And you may address corner early in this draft as well. We'll have to kind of see what happens there. You know,
I agree. I think it's an area, if you don't dip into free agency for, I think you got to do both.
Yeah.
Because you're using so many corners in today's game, you're probably going to have to sign a veteran and also draft one, I think. So with Justin Reed now, newest member of the New Orleans Saints, and that's a big signing.
Yep.
And a lot of this, you know, the way they've kind of swung money around. But my thing is, if you're going to spend it, make sure you spend it on a younger player.
And here you
none go. Of this 30, 31-year-old stuff. That doesn't normally work out.
Mike, the last one that, you know, we should talk about before we head to Ryan in just a minute here, the Juwan Johnson extension today. It's a three-year extension worth just over $30 million, just over $21 million guaranteed. At first, I was just kind of scratching my head at this, but then you kind of look at the range of tight ends – a lot of the highest producing tight ends are young guys. And I brought that up to you, like the Sam LaPortas of the world, the Trey McBrides, you know, Tucker Kraft to like a lesser extent. Same thing with like Dalton Kincaid. All these guys that are putting up big numbers, they're doing it on rookie deals. And that's kind of a nice advantage for a lot of these teams. But at the same time, it's not like the tight end market is gigantic. You know what I mean? It's like you have Travis Kelce making $17 million average annual value. Hawkinson's right behind him at like 16.5. Kittle's up there at 15. Dallas Goedert, Mark Andrews, all like the big names that are veteran pieces. And a little bit down the line is around the range of Pat Freiermuth, Cole Kmet, Dalton Schultz for the Texans, Noah Fant for the Seahawks, and then Juwan. So that's around the range that they ended up paying.
$10 million.
$10 million per year. Average annual value with $21 million guaranteed over the next 3 years.
And similar to Chase, he had that voidable deal in the contract. And so I know we've talked about this with people that look at the cap quite a bit, and they brought this up, that they weren't sure of the details, but they were both put in both Chase Young's contract and also Juwan Johnson's contract. So if they were going to sign anybody back from on that team, it was those two guys.
Yeah.
Because of you'd have caught an immediate dead cap hit if you didn't sign either one of them. And I think it's March 15th, I think, is actually the start of where the season begins from a contract standpoint, and you having to get under. And right now I think the Saints are still under that particular contract salary cap deal due to some maneuvering. And again, this voidable years has been something other teams have used. The Saints have used it also, and it's a way of kind of maneuvering money around to try to get you out of a little bit of debt that you kind of put yourself in. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and Ryan Horvat from Odyssey Sports and host of BetMGM Tonight right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. Ryan got called out for a few minutes, but he'll be back with us in just a few, I guess. And then we'll get to Ryan. Let's go to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Pelicans tonight, $1 tickets, guys. $1 tickets on the secondary market for Pelicans Clippers. You know, 70% empty game. I was asking Charlie, Mike, why, you know, you want to build up some support for the team. Obviously, it's a down year, a lot of injuries. The seed, there's only like 7 home games left. We're not going to the playoffs, obviously. But why would you let Zion play all the away games and not the home games? Is that a call by the coaching, the administration?
I have no idea. But, Jimmy, I'm going to be honest. Charlie and I talked about this over a month ago. That what are you doing? Okay, you got people here. Now, not everybody got cash in their pockets. And some of them kind of scrimp and scrape to go to a basketball game or a football game. Why are you playing Zion in an away game and not playing him at home in front of your own guys, your own people? It makes no sense. Does anybody have some common sense to get across that, hey, if you're going to sit him, make sure it's an away game. If he's going to play, he got to play at home. It seems to be, I don't know, maybe common sense left a little bit a while ago, but that makes zero sense to me. Absolutely none. And that basically is an insult to the fans here that have spent their hard-earned money to pay to watch him play.
Mike, there was a time when, and it's happened a couple times, but specifically where you have the back-to-back, and if you have the strict policy on him not playing back-to-backs, I understand it. But if that's the case, why would you play him on the road on the first night of a back-to-back and then sit him when he's coming home? It's happened before this year. And that's where, you know, the Rod Walker article that was put out there, I understand where he's coming from because I think that's pretty stupid. If you're so strict against him playing back-to-backs, sit him on the road and play him in front of your home fans.
We talked about that well over a month ago because the exact same thing happened. What happened and is happening today, I mean, I don't know, but somebody there has to understand the situation here and what you're dealing with. And again, I see it every day, but this makes no sense at all. Jimmy, I agree with you. I agree with Rod 2,000% on the article that he wrote that, again, if you're going to sit him on the away game. You know, you got to play him at home for your own fans.
So this was the one that I remembered, Mike, and I'll look for another example of it happening. But it happened in January. January 14th, the Pelicans were on the road at Chicago. Zion played that game. On the 15th, at home against Dallas, he did not play that game. Granted, they won both of them, but that's just the first example. Once again, the strict policy of him not playing back-to-backs is one thing, but when you have those types of situations where you have a road game and then a home game on the back-to-back, and especially in a lost season, right? Like, where you are right now at 17-48, where it doesn't matter, just play him in front of your home fans, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't at all. Didn't make sense back when we talked about it in January, and doesn't make sense right now. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey guys. So, the defensive end, our edge rusher, even though we signed Chase, and we're not really sure if he's going to be able to play the edge at the 3-4 position, and that has to be at the top of the line right now, right? I mean, we could get a premium. I was blinded by the scouting combine, you know, when I saw that kid Pierce run a 4.47. I had to look back and think about Pat Swilling. You know, Pat only ran not only, but he ran like a 4.6, and it's just and he was much smaller than that guy. You know, I mean, I'm hopeful that. You know, at first I was kind of down on him because I know he's not good with the run, but just on passing situations alone, I mean, you know, if we could pick up a guy like that, that would really help us immensely. But, I mean,
well, the Tennessee coaches are not going to be in line to give you two thumbs up on him. I'm going to be honest. Just personality. You got to handle James just right with Pierce. And he's a talented player. What you bring up is absolutely right. He gives you what you want out on the field. He's pedal to the metal. I had a comparison with an older scout describing to me is he reminds me a little bit of Charles Haley in that, you know, you had to handle Charles just right. The 49ers couldn't handle Charles. And so they, as good as he was, they shipped him to Dallas. Well, he got a Super Bowl out of that particular deal. But you think about James Pierce, and I watched him, and he's solid against the run. That's a bunch of horse hockey people putting out there. He doesn't play the run well.
Because he's small.
Yeah, but, man, I'm telling you, he does a nice job of positioning himself and making a play against the run. And he's not a small guy. If you're going to use him as a 3-4 outside linebacker, and that's what you would have to do in this defense. But I do think personality, he didn't pass the Dale Carnegie test. And now, you know what will happen, Charlie, and I've talked about this before. Watch him drop, end up with the Eagles.
That was my mock. That just feels like
Josh Sweat leaves, and he would take his place. Crazy stuff. Thanks for the call, James. I appreciate it. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey guys. I have a question for y'all. Y'all were saying about Zion Williamson and why they're playing him away. I mean, I'm home, and they, on the outside of the games. Zion Williamson is the guy that I talked to in the inside office. He told me that the reason Zion is they put him in the away games because they're trying to showcase him all around the league, because if they get a good enough offer for him, they're going to take it.
Okay, Big John, my thing is I don't have to watch him in person to know how good he is.
Agreed.
I'm not saying the guy didn't tell you that. I'm sure he did. But I know if Zion can play or not. I mean, and when he's on the court, he is a big difference maker. My deal with that is limited minutes, I get it. But, okay, I don't need to have him in an away arena to know if he can play. Shopping him on the market for that, I can watch him. Now, today, the way it's broadcast all over, easily seen. I don't think that's quite the case. I'm not saying they are not shopping him. But that's why you playing him? No, I don't quite buy that.
I would like to announce my mistake, because that earlier back-to-back did happen, but the reason that Rod Walker put out that article, it happened this weekend, Mike.
Yes.
With Houston and then Memphis back-to-back. It was that Saturday and Sunday game. Zion played again in that first game against Houston, which was a 30-point blowout, and it was a blowout the entire game. And at that point, just sit him. There's no point, and then you play him in the next game. And that would be the instance where you do play him on a back-to-back, but they're so anti-playing him on back-to-backs. Now, here's what's interesting. It happens a couple more times this year, Mike, if you're looking ahead at the schedule. Sunday, March 23rd, they play at Detroit. Monday, March 24th, they play against Philadelphia in the Smoothie King Center. And then later down the line, on Thursday, April 10th, it's that rescheduled game with Milwaukee. And then and that's in Milwaukee. And then Friday, April 11th, they play Miami at home. So it will be interesting to see what happens now, Mike, that there's a little bit kind of pressure being put on it. Like, have him sit those road games and then play the home games if you're so anti-playing him back-to-back.
Because I don't buy that the shop market deal. Come on, you know what he can do as a player.
Exactly.
So I'm not saying somebody didn't tell you that, Big John, because I'm sure they got a lot of stories that go around. Thanks for the call, bud. We appreciate it. Let's go to John in Hammond. John, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike, I got a question. The quarterback from Notre Dame, Leonard.
Yeah, Riley Leonard, yes.
About a third or fourth round pick. Would the Saints be interested, or he'd be good?
One thing is hard to gauge, and I was telling this to Charlie, of what type offense, what are the type players Kellen Moore looking for? Okay, when you're the coordinator, you don't necessarily make those selections. You part of the process, but now he's got a bigger say in what he's looking for in a younger quarterback. And so the one thing with Riley Leonard, I'll build a package that he can run the ball. That's the one thing he right now he can do. Where he's inconsistent, short intermediate throws downfield, especially over the middle. He can hit those edge shots pretty good, but over the middle, he has been a bit erratic doing that. But I would build a package early on while I try to develop him that he can run the ball. One thing, Riley Leonard, he's no small guy. And he can run the football really well, and we saw it what he did against Georgia.
Mike, real quick before we hit this break, we got a text saying, I've been to 15 games. I've only seen Zion play twice. Yeah, he's played nine.
I can't believe it.
You want to know how many games he's played in the Smoothie King Center this year, Mike? And we had this discussion back in January where it was like, oh, he's only played like three games at home in 3 months. He's now up to nine. Nine games in front of the Smoothie King Center crowd this season.
You got to show your fans more respect than
it's
that.
It's March 11th.
No, don't play him on the away game if it's back-to-back. Play him at home. When we come back, we'll have on with us Ryan Harvat from BetMGM tonight, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, hosts of BetMGM tonight, also on the Odyssey Betting Insider podcast, also Ryan Harvat. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, bud? It's been a while.
Mike, it's been way too long. Thanks so much for having me. I also apologize I'm a little tardy. What happened is I'm from Chicago, so I'm so used to the central time zone. But now that I live on the eastern time zone, sometimes I get confused. But what happened was with the stupid clocks changing, so for whatever reason, it did not automatically set in my car. So I've been an hour off all day long, and I didn't even realize it. And I haven't been in my car since we turned the clocks up or back or whatever. So daylight's got me.
I'm glad you wasn't going to the bank. It might have been closed if you'd have pulled up. Ryan, get you right off the bat on a couple moves the Saints have done. First of all, in re-signing Chase Young. And Chase is a guy with no question he got talent. And last year he stayed healthy, 17 games. 5.5 sacks, over 60 pressures. Now, I'd like to see the sack totals up a little bit more with Chase. But if I'm going to take a shot with a guy, and he's 25 years old, at a position where I think now he's best suited to play that 3-4 outside linebacker on this team in Brandon Staley's defense, your thoughts on the Saints inking back up Chase Young?
I really like the move, Mike. I think that Chase Young's a good football player when he's healthy, right? I think he's one of those guys, kind of like Jadeveon Clowney, where Clowney came on late, and Clowney's always better as a run stopper, right? So, you know, we would have the same argument about him every once in a while with the sack totals and the sack numbers. And, yeah, I would like to see Chase Young's sack totals go up as well. But he's a really good football player. And I just think that when he was coming out of Ohio State, we just thought that he was the next big thing. I think everybody figured he was going to be a 17.5, 18.5 sack guy. And that's just not really his game yet. But in this defense, in this Brandon Staley defense, and I'm really excited, man. Again, I know that it didn't end up working out with him as a head coach, but I think he's going to be a really good coordinator. I'm really excited for the Saints. I'm not lying. I looked at their division prices today, plus 800, 8-1. I'm excited about the coaching staff. You know, first couple games of last season, they looked like the greatest show on turf if everybody could just stay healthy. But I love this deal. Like you said, still really young. He just has to stay healthy. Had some injuries early on, but 3 years, $51 million. I think he could have a really solid season, and I'm glad to see him get the money because he had a hell of a year last year, and I think he could do the same thing if he stays healthy.
Another guy he just signed up before we got on, Justin Reed. I saw Justin when he was in high school at Dutchtown. You know, I know his brother better, Eric, who was at LSU, was an All-American there, first-round pick of the 49ers. But Justin, man, always around the football, instinctive, very productive. And in 3 years with the Chiefs, well, he's like those other guys, got two rings. Well, he got three rings, two winning ones and a losing one. But your thoughts on Justin Reed, because I think for the Saints, they need to get younger and faster. And Reed helps them in that category, and he's talented.
And this is why I'm so excited, right, for this team is, yeah, you still got the vets, and it might be a little bit of a rebuild, but who knows in the NFL, right? But now you're bringing in some young guys, and that's what you need. You need young, talented guys with some speed. And I like a guy like Justin Reed coming over, who also has been around a winning culture, right? He's been in the Steve Spagnuolo defense. He's been around Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes, just a bunch of winners and a really good culture. And 3 years, $31 million, 22 only guaranteed. I think that's kind of a steal, to be honest. He's only 28 years old. I thought he was a steal in the third round coming out of Stanford by the Texans, you know, back in 2018, like you said. And last year, he was healthy in all 16 games, made all 16 starts, 87 tackles, 2 interceptions, 9 passes defended. Just a really good player, always around the football, knows winning culture. I think that's a great pickup. And that's what you got to do. Like, that's why I like what the Bears are doing. They're building the trenches. And that's what I like what the Saints are doing here. Chase Young's still really young. Justin Reed, only 28 years old. Get some young guys.
You brought it up, but I'll bring it up even more in the NFC North. And, man, it looks like a cage match with everybody, with the Packers. They signed just an interior guard, which they need. I get that part. But, man, what's happened in Minnesota and Chicago in the last, 30 hours is stunning of how much they have added to that lineup on both teams. And basically, in Minnesota, you're saying, we believe in J.J. McCarthy. We're going to give him the keys to the car. But they're doing a lot of changes on both sides. Now, like I see what the Bears are doing and building up that interior, and almost like Ben Johnson ripped the page out of the Sean Payton playbook. Coach Payton always would talk about building from the inside out, center, guards, and then tackles. That's what's happening out in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. And that's why, you know, I'm a Green Bay fan, but I'm more excited for the Bears coming up next season. I looked at their division odds. They're better than 4-1 right now. I found 420 plus 420 today, so I had to grab a little bit of that because of what you said, right? Ben Johnson is going to be the convertible. He's the hot, flashy item, the coach that everybody wanted, right? But I like what he's doing, right? You bring in really good coordinators. You bring in guys that know football, guys with head coaching experience, and now you're building the trenches. And that's been the issue for the Bears really the last decade. Even when it was Trubisky behind center and before that, every year the quarterback's running for his life. Now, what I like about these pickups is you build up the trenches, right? Joe Tooney, another guy, winning culture, right? But also with Ben Johnson, I expect to see Caleb under center more. I think he's going to get rid of the ball a lot quicker. He picked up some bad habits really that last year at USC because the offensive line play wasn't good and because the defense was so bad, they were chasing points every game. He had to hang 40 or they had no shot at winning the game. So I think rather than having him drop back in shotgun, he's going to be under center. Also, knowing Ben Johnson, now you fix the interior of the offensive line, like you said. You fix up a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. And I like the Bears' defense. I just think that there was a lot of quit once they fired Eberflus. Because say what you want about Eberflus, the head coach, I think he's a really good defensive mind. And so I expect the defense to be improved. I think the offense is going to be much improved. And now what I want to see in the draft, I know people will probably rip the pick, but people ripped the pick when they took Jahmyr Gibbs that early in Detroit. I think he's got to get his running back now, and I would love to see the Bears take Genty at number 10 overall. I can't wait till there's a betting market for that because I'm going to bet that immediately. I know it's a flashy pick, and they could probably use another left tackle if they don't trust Braxton Miller, but I think they should take Genty, Mike. I mean, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't know if you'll get there. I'll throw this out to you. Saints at 9, Bears at 10. What if Will Johnson falls to that? Would you pick Johnson at either 9 or 10? And that's not a major, major need for the Bears. And the Saints certainly could use another corner. But, you know, after watching the Super Bowl, you think about you build up front. Your thoughts on Will? Because if there's a guy that's a consensus top 10 guy that may tumble a little bit, it may well be Will Johnson.
It may well be Will Johnson, and he's exactly the kind of guy that I would want on my team. I was kind of hoping that he would slip, and it's not going to happen, Mike, to Green Bay, just because I don't know what the heck they're doing, man. And that's why I'm not so excited. I thought they really needed to go out and get an alpha male wide receiver, and instead they're spending more money on a guard. They just took a guard in the first round, so you never know what the Packers are going to do. But I would love it. Like you said, it's not really a position in need, but I think this is a draft where you take best available. That's why even if I'm Tennessee, I'm taking Abdul Carter, number 1 overall. I know you need a quarterback, but get your quarterback next year. In this draft, I'm taking the best players, and Will Johnson is so dang good. I saw 17% of mock drafts have the 49ers taking him at pick 11. You know, he was previously mocked to the Raiders at pick 6. He could go anywhere, but I think he's going to be a lockdown corner. And like you said, you watch these Super Bowls, these AFC championship games. Like, that's why the Saints, I'm sorry, that's why the Chiefs keep winning, right? It's their secondary. And that's what I was a little bit afraid of this year after they didn't pay Snead, you know, and they did have some concerns in the secondary. So I would love for the Saints, for any team to take him. I think he's going to be a hell of a player. I like everybody on that Michigan defense, though.
Ryan, before we let you run, March Madness right around the corner. It's the middle of March. It's my favorite time of year. And looking at BetMGM's betting odds, Duke plus 320 to win the tournament, Auburn right behind them at plus 350, Florida plus 600, Houston plus 800. That's kind of the projected one seeds. But who are some of those kind of dark horses that you really like, you know, entering March? And we're just a week away. I really can't wait for it. But I want to get your thoughts on the favorites and then also some potential dark horses that you like.
Same here, Charlie. And, like, that's the thing, man, is, you know, I'm so excited for March, but then NFL free agency, it's really become the NBA, so it kind of, like, takes over. But, man, there's a couple teams, right? I know St. John's is kind of becoming trendy, but I made the mistake of betting against St. John's last weekend. And this is a good indication of how damn good Rick Pitino still is and how he motivates. They had nothing to play for. St. John's had already wrapped up the Big East for the first time since I wasn't even born yet. And they don't rest anybody, even though they have some injuries. And they beat Marquette. And Marquette had something to play for. They were playing for the 3 seed in the Big East tournament. They've really been struggling. The game was at Marquette. It was senior day. They have one of the best players in the country, Cam Jones. Didn't matter. Pitino had those guys motivated. I love St. John's. The only thing that scares me is when they go cold from three. And if you go cold from three in the tournament in today's world of college basketball, you're SOL. You're screwed. But I really like them. I like coaching in March. That's why UConn continues to win. I like St. John's. I like, how about Tennessee, man? I know, you know, everybody's going to say, oh, it's Barnes and we don't trust him. And I know that they don't have the flashiest offensive play, but they're the number one defense in college basketball. If you look at the criteria, what it takes, you know, to win a national championship, you need to be a top five, top 10 defensive team. So I like them. They're not a dark horse, but I do think Houston could do it this year because they always defend well, and now they have the 3-point shooting. But I'm picking Duke, man. I know they haven't played anybody in the ACC, but I look at their non-con schedule, they were good. And Cooper Flagg's the best player in the country, in my opinion. I like him over Broom. So I always go with the best player because, that you know, I'm boring like that.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And look, I'm going to send you Luther Burden in round one for the Packers. How about that?
That's not bad, man.
Hey, I would love that. I would love a slot receiver. We got to get Jordan Love some help. Not that I don't love, you know, the Aaron Banks and Nate Hobbs pickups, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, boys. Take care.
Thanks,
right.
Ryan.
Ryan Horvat, host of BetMGM Tonight. Always great. Always on the odds if it's no matter what. NBA, March Madness, which is right around the corner, and the NFL. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one on Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. I know Big John had a second question, and then we went to another caller. But GMs watch other games. Now, you know, the average fan, we're not watching Utah or the Pistons. But
Charlotte.
But you can bank it. They watch, if they have an interest in a player, they are watching every move of that guy on the court. And they watch in every game. So, yeah, they keeping their eye. If they would have an interest, my thing is, what would you get back? That would be the return.
There's no equivalent value, I don't think, for Zion with what he provides when he's on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.